Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long tongue.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. Going right back to the front lines of history in the making. And a lot of it was being made last night and yesterday. And Bucks, world champions. I'm here broadcasting from Milwaukee, the city with the world champions of the NBA. The world champions. It's not easy to do. There's 30 teams. Some very, very good players. Very good players. I mean, there's a lot of good players in high school and college, and many of them don't get in the NBA. The worst players in the NBA are among the best players in college. And some of the superstars are amazing, and Bucks did it. The Bucks did it with Giannis Antetokounmpo, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, Bobby Portis, and the rest. Excellent, excellent team. Hats off to the Milwaukee Bucks. Well, there was a development in the U.S. Senate race in Wisconsin against Ron Johnson. Now, Ron Johnson is a guy who's not really representing Wisconsin. You know, we've had a lot of senators over the years, some Democrats, some Republicans. I've met a lot of them in the time that I was involved in politics in Wisconsin. The guy that was my mentor that I felt the strongest about was Bill Proxmire. He was a great senator. Gaylor Nelson was a great senator. But, you know, you had other senators, and you had people and governors, for that matter, Republican governors, Tommy Thompson, Lee Dreyfus, you know, Scott McCallum. I mean, there are people you could disagree with, but basically they were on the same team in the sense of trying to do what they thought was best for Wisconsin. And you might disagree with them, but at least everybody was pulling in the same direction. Ron Johnson is the guy who said that the insurrectionists didn't bother him. That really was sort of like tourists. You know, basically they were just a bunch of guys letting off some steam. He would have been concerned if it were Black Lives Matter. Are you kidding me? Black Lives Matter was nonviolent. Black Lives Matter protested the strangling of George Floyd and the shooting in the back and the strangling of Black people by police in different cities. And those protests had to be done. What happened in the insurrection, five people were killed, you know. Not only that, one of the insurrectionists shot, two trampled. An officer had his eye gouged out. Another one stabbed to the pole. A number of them just beaten up, put up against the wall and beaten in the stomach and the face, beaten with poles on the ground, thrown down the stairs. 130 of them still having some disabilities from that. They were attacked. And Ron Johnson stood up for them. And Ron Johnson has also said that he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. You can't have a U.S. senator who doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. That's our team. He said he trusts Trump. Trump trusted Putin. Trump said in Helsinki, reporter yells out, well, the press is reporting that, and the CIA and the FBI are reporting that Putin hacked into our election in 2016. And you know what Trump does? He was servile. It was really disgusting. He goes, well, I asked Putin about that, and Vladimir said he didn't do it. I don't know why he would. I believe him. That's Ron Johnson. He's on that team. You can't have it. Anyway, we have a number of people running. And just yesterday, Mandela Barnes announced that he was running. Mandela Barnes is the lieutenant governor. He's decided to run for the Senate. That opens up the lieutenant governorship, and I'll comment on that in a second. But he joins a crowded field. The people also running are the state treasurer, Sarah Godlewski, Tom Nelson, the county executive out of Gamey County, that's the Appleton area, Chris Larson, the state senator from Milwaukee, Alex Lazary, vice president on leave from the Bucks, who is feeling pretty good today because his team... now the NBA champs. And Alex Lazary is also the one who was instrumental on the committee that got the Democratic National Committee assigned to Milwaukee, a very small media market. It was not his fault that COVID came in and much of it had to be done virtually, but that was a very big deal. And he did it. Yeah, Luke, you have some observations.
Well, yeah. Did you see Alex yesterday? I don't know if you stayed up for the entirety of the game or not, Matt, but Alex was celebrating on the court after the Bucks won the whole thing last night. So exuberant would be the best way, I think, to describe the look on Alex Lazary's face. He was over the moon.
Yeah, well, you know something? They all did a heck of a job. The whole ownership team and the Bucks, and frankly, the coach. And, you know, people are going, will the coach be permitted to come back? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I mean, they're supposed to get a bonus if they win the whole thing, right? I mean, the guy wins the Super Bowl, the World Series. Does he get to come back?
I believe now the criticism will be quieted. I for one, did have some qualms throughout the regular season and throughout some of these playoff games. But one thing I will say, I'll eat a little crow. One of the things Bud was not doing a lot was readjusting and kind of accounting for the ways that the Bucks were losing in some of the matchups. But he did a terrific job in these last two series. Again, in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Atlanta Hawks, and in the finals against the Suns, Coach Bud did an excellent job adjusting and really making up for some of the times there were some mismatches. That we were down 0-2 to begin this series, and we came back and rallied, and I think Bud did an excellent job, and I think some of that criticism should definitely be quieted now. But I believe you're right. I think everybody did an excellent job. I'm just over the moon. I'm just dancing. I'm going to be dancing around the studio all day today. I'm thrilled. But let's get back to politics. Enough about the Bucks. Let's get back to politics.
Yeah, no, it's all good. And the thing about Coach Bud, you know, he's kind of laid back the way he speaks, but he wins. And, you know, the other thing when they say, well, the guy lost too. Well, he lost him in Phoenix. You know, the home court advantage in the NBA is more extreme even than baseball and football because it's so close, and it affects officiating. And I don't mean in a crooked way. You know, you have the whole crowd shouting at you. A lot of these officiating decisions are split second. I mean, you know, they all push each other. Did he push him a little too hard, you know?
Yeah.
And so there's some of that. And so Coach Bud, yeah, he lost two in Phoenix. So what? Then he wins two back here. Then he wins one on the road. That was the huge one.
Yes.
And then he wins again.
Well, there were some, and throughout the series, this was the case, but there were some whistles last night that you couldn't even hear because the Pfizer Forum was so loud that, like, the officiating, like, everything stopped for a second. Everybody was like, wait, was there a whistle? Was there not a whistle? Because it was just so loud, you couldn't even hear the refs' whistles blow. Yeah.
It was dynamite. Well, how about the time Drew Holiday gets clotheslined around the neck and wrestled to the ground? And the guy goes, I didn't see it. He saw it. Don't give me that. I don't believe that guy. I think he saw it. Anyway, getting back to the Senate race. Okay. So now you have Mandela Barnes, Sarah Godlewski, Tom Nelson, Chris Larson, Alex Lazary. A lot to celebrate last night. Did a heck of a job. And Dr. Jillian Bettina, who's a doctor from Wausau. Peter Pekarsky. He has a degree in electrical engineering from MIT. Very knowledgeable about climate change. He'd be quite a voice. A fellow named Adam Murphy, businessman, I believe, from Franklin. And there's another fellow who has not announced, who is an activist. And when he's announced, we'll use his name. So who wins this thing? I don't know who wins this thing. But the fact of the matter is, a lot of strong candidates in there. Whoever wins it is going to have the full support of the Democratic Party. Ron Johnson has got to get out of there for a couple of reasons. One is he said he doesn't trust the CIA and the FBI. He flat out said it when he was the chair of the subcommittee on Homeland Security in the Senate. They reported to him. I don't trust you guys. Get out of here. Get out of here. I don't trust you guys. He ran an anti-vaxxer seminar. He has not been vaccinated. And he ran an anti-vaxxer seminar about the dangers of vaccination. And he's saying that the insurrection was just a bunch of fellows letting off steam, even though guys died, cops were beaten up. But if it had been Black Lives Matter, he would have been very concerned. And they did not beat up any cops or kill people, okay? So here's the deal. That's our senator. That is not in the tradition of Bill Proxmire, Gaylord Nelson. It's not in the tradition of Republican senators either. It's not in the tradition of Wisconsin. Remember, Fighting Bob La Follette was a senator. He was a Republican. He was a progressive Republican. He was a Republican. And it's not in that tradition. So we got to change it. The other thing is we absolutely have to change that seat if we're going to keep a majority, because we have a couple of vulnerable Democratic seats up. And right now we're only 50-50. If Moscow Mitch becomes majority leader, he said he will shut Biden down. Biden will be a two-year president. Just like with Hillary Clinton, he said he threatened it. And with Barack Obama, he almost did it. They are a nihilistic group, a vandal group. The Republicans are in there to obstruct, only to obstruct, continue to delay and injure the United States if a Democrat is president. And then if a Republican gets in, it's basically to get a tax cut for their donors. That's what you have. So you got to beat Ron Johnson. So who are these guys going to win the primary? I don't know. I don't have the faintest idea, but there are a lot of strong candidates in there. Another strong one just joined, Mandela Barnes. See what happens. See him out on the hustings. Put them through their paces. Put them through their paces. When they have to face live pitching, it's one thing to face pitching and batting practice. Another thing to face live pitching. You get a 98-mile-an-hour fastball coming by your head. It concentrates your attention. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Backbiter, tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down. Tell them that God's gonna cut you down.